Hey James, what's happening?
Yo, what's going on, Dennis? There was another thing I wanted to talk to you about, too. Why I couldn't establish it under my EIN business card, no.
For it to do, like, a corporation only?
Yeah, for it to be under my business.
Well, it's under the business. The loan itself doesn't report. It's not going to report on your personal credit. And it does help build business credit. It does report to Dun & Bradstreet for business credit, things of that nature. But the only type of corp-only loans, usually those, I mean, the companies I see qualify for things like that have been around for like 20 years and stuff like that. They've got basically just, they just go off the business credit, and being that you're a startup company, you're not, you know, super well established yet. But I mean, to answer your question, the loan itself is, it's on the business, it's not on your personal credit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to do that with my tractor, but they wouldn't let me do it. And I don't know exactly how to get it changed over like that. Somebody told me I could donate it to my company and then like that, but I still don't know how to do that shit.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, the way this loan works is that, well, the way we work, actually, is we have all of our loans designed to give you the best tax write-off benefits. So when you go to file your taxes, your accountant will, they'll probably bring up a Section 179, which is where you actually write off all your equipment and things of that nature that you purchased. So usually it's around 33% of the value of the equipment you're able to write off right off the bat. So it's a really good write-off for you. But, yeah, it doesn't, it's reporting on your business credit, though. So once you hit 2 years' time in business, everything's going to change. You're going to qualify for, you know, all the good rates out there. If there's anything between now and then that you want me to help you out with your credit or anything like that, I know quite a bit about it. I can help you get things off of there. It's really not that hard. It just takes a little bit of time sometimes.
I really don't think I got nothing on it. The only thing that really hurts me on the personal, not the business, is my credit cards. You know, establishing this business, you know, as a rookie, you know, it took a lot of money. Of extra to maintain this truck after I bought the truck. So,
yeah, I can imagine it's not easy starting out. It's the hardest part, but I think you're in a really good position right now, and I think this trailer is going to help you guys out quite a bit too. So, but okay. But yeah, I mean, I guess the rule of thumb with credit cards is they say just don't go over 30% of what the maximum amount is. So if you have $1,000,
yeah, and I'm over there. I'm 60% overall.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not a big deal. It's an easy fix, and I'm sure it'll.
Well, the thing that hurts me is my interest rates on my cards are so high.
Are they? I don't know what to tell you. I mean, what kind of rates are you getting on your cars?
Like 26% and stuff like that.
It does seem high.
Yeah, that's real high.
Yeah, you might be able to refinance them, maybe. I mean, I don't know a lot about car loans. Ours are different, obviously, but...
No, that's... Oh, you did say car loans. I thought you said car loans.
But, No, I mean, you've got a good rate with us, actually. It's a good rate, and for everything that I saw here, it's actually really good. But...
Well,
no,
what's the APR rate?
I think it's 11. I'll have to look at it, but I think it was like 11%. So for a startup,
okay, yeah, that ain't bad as far as, you know, being a rookie.
No, not at all. I mean, once you hit 2 years, you're gonna probably qualify for, you know, 6%, 8%, maybe even less than that. I had a guy qualify for a 3.7 the other day. So, it was a 35-year-old company, and they were, I think he had like 250 employees or something like that, but everything just looked good on paper for him.
Yeah. But,
Yeah, but no, you're doing great, man. I think this is a good, and we have more options for you available as well if you ever want to purchase another trailer or anything too.
Oh yeah, because that's gonna be coming eventually. I'm just blessed to get what I can get right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm finna have a broker, my brokering company finna start. Actually, my wife is the owner of it, so you know. Everything's going to turn around.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's going to be pretty quick for you, probably faster than you realize, too. So.
actually, yeah, I'm headed up here right now. I actually be there in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to head up here, see what he's talking about, see how I can get it done, what he can do, or how I'm going to do this. Then I guess he'll be giving you a call, and when he faxed the, he can actually fax the title over to you, Dad.
Yeah, I just need a copy of the front and the back. I don't need the original or anything like that.
Okay, so the original, I'm okay to put up.
Well, the original will actually be held with us until it's paid off, but yeah. then we'll just mail it to you, but...
As far as the paper that if he gives to me, I don't know if he gonna give it to me or not. But you know, if he does, it's okay for me to just put it up in the safe.
Yeah, he can probably give you a copy of it. I think Bank of Cardiff actually holds the title though until it's paid off. But I don't know what to do with it exactly. But. I can give you a copy of it, though. That's no problem. That's all I actually ever see is a copy myself. I don't ever see the original.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That way I can have something just in case anything happened or whatever. Oh, and did they do it for interstate? Was you able to do it for interstate or what?
Oh, yeah. It's intrastate. We did it intrastate, so it's within the state. But like I said, when you go to do your tags, they're not going to know how you do it. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So if you get out, you'll get a call, actually. To release it and everything, just let them know that if they ask, it's for intrastate. And when you go to get your tags, it's just they just make it hard on people with without a fleet, they call it.
Yeah.
With three or less trucks. They for whatever reason, I guess they think you guys are gonna go sleep in your truck and hide somewhere or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's sad, really, how they just. Do stuff to hurt small businesses, and they ain't like they doing up the table, but they're really not.
They make it just impossible. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you get lucky sometimes. That's about it.
That's right. Yeah,
I was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, you're doing good, man. Like I said, once you hit your 2-year mark, it's a whole new world. It just gets a lot easier for you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to walk up in here now, and I guess we'll holler back at you.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
All right.
All right, thank you.